The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
I'm April Arnold from Columbia, Maryland, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 332 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the WDW Today Podcast and from the Apple, I love Apple podcast, it's Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hi, Michelle.
I love Apple. You're just saying that because I ordered my iPad Pro. Because I need another iPad, right? All right, so this is a really cool shout out. This is somebody who is on, who's a Mickey Miler, who's done a lot for Give Kids the World. He's always there to give everybody cheers and support everybody else. Robert Schultz actually posted a picture of himself running in his Mickey Miler shirt in Zambia, Africa, where his wife is from. So I love that. And I know we have Mickey Milers in New Zealand, and we have Mickey Miles friends in Japan and in the UK. So it's nice to see that we have friends in Africa too, or visiting Africa.
Yep.
Very Thank good. You, Robert Schultz.
Rob's a nice guy.
All right. I love this topic.
Okay. You ready for this, Michelle? We're going to do this. I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're going to do this.
I think we should go one at a time, but maybe we should tell people what we're actually going to
talk about. Yeah, yeah. So it's that time of year where Michelle and I start thinking about, well, maybe from what we have seen and experienced this year as well as the past, maybe it's time that we made our own little holiday wish list that we would like Run Disney to deliver in 2016 and beyond. So we've made a list of some things. I have not seen Michelle's and she has not seen mine. So it's a possibility that we may have some duplicate, and that would be really interesting. So Michelle, you go first.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
The first thing on my list is I would love to have pre-race online ordering. I would love to be able to, before any race, go online, say what I want from the Run Disney store, and have it waiting for me when I get to the expo. So I don't mind waiting in line for it, but I can just say, my name is Michelle Scribner-McLean. I already paid for this. I'm picking it up. Goodbye. And then I would have a chance to browse, and I wouldn't feel so stressed out when I was in the expo store. I know that Rothreads already does this. I love the idea, and I think it would be beneficial to Run Disney in terms of, I think they would sell more merchandise, they'd get a better idea of what the need was, and it would cut down the lines, because there'd be one line for people picking up and another line for people browsing, and I think it would just be better for everybody involved. So that's number one on my list. Did you have that?
I had that on my list. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay, I mentioned this. I started talking about this, I think it was last year when we did the Heartbreak Hill Half Marathon in Boston. I remember mentioning this afterwards, and I think I talked with a few people at Wine and Dine about this, but I would love to have the option of, when you sign up for a race down at Run Disney, for an extra fee, may it be $1, $2, $3, $4, even $5, you can have a 16-ounce cold container of chocolate milk waiting for you at the end of the race. Mm-hmm. I just think that would be awesome, and I would love Disney to, you know, think about it. I know that it would take some doing because you need to keep them refrigerated and whatever, but I think that a lot of people would pay a little bit extra just to have that. Would you, Michelle?
Extra? I don't know. I think it would be nice, but I think I'm not thinking I would pay extra for it. I'm paying enough already.
I'd like to have that option.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna add on to that, because what I would like in general is better nutrition boxes to really have things that are actually really good for you at the end of the race and not feel like I have to you know, throw away or give away everything that's in there. In fact, I'm going to go as far as to say that I would like Diet Diva Tara to design the nutrition boxes, or our diet friend and race announcer Carissa Beeler to design them, so that I trust that I know when, you know, especially if I'm doing a multiple day race or just finishing my first race, that I know what's in there is best for me. So that's what I would like, the better boxes, because I think it's kind of now maybe, you know, people who are supporters or sponsors of the race are putting things in there.
It's funny you mention that, because I had on my list something to do with the boxes too, but not exactly what you had.
Okay.
What I had in my list is for every 1,000 registrants for a race. So let's say we're talking about the upcoming half marathon in January. Let's say there are 25,000. Then there should be 25 boxes that have a special certificate inside that will allow the participant to use that for any Run Disney race in the next 12 months. That is, you're guaranteed a spot and it's free.
Wow.
So for every 1,000 people that register, there's going to be one box that has that. And who knows who's going to get that box, but I think that would be pretty cool to have.
Wow. I like it. Sounds like Willy Wonka. All right, Mike, I think this is going to surprise you. I would like to have some sort of a way, maybe it's something that's in the boxes or some sort of a contest, where I get to be race announcer for a day. I would love to get up there on stage and help Carissa and John and Rudy do the race announcing. So to be race announcer for, wouldn't it be fun to let the corrals go? And I'm sure it's very hard, very hard work, and I'd have to study and think about how to be on for all that time. But to be race announcer for a day would be just really, really fun. Don't you think?
I think so. And I'll tell you, just hosting a 2-hour live podcast is hard work. I can't imagine Rudy doing that. And then all of them doing that, and then going over to the to the finish to keep talking, and it's just really, really draining for you to do that. I mean, you have
I'm
to keep everybody
entertained.
I'm not
saying it would be easy, but I would like the chance. That's what I would like. All right, what else?
So what I would like to see Disney to do, and my guess is that it might be in the plans anyways, is that I really would like them to bring back the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror 10 miler. I think it's the best themed out of all the Disney races in the Run Disney series. And I think a lot of people look forward to it. 10 miles is nothing to sneeze at, but it's also, you know, not a half
or a full. It's a good intermediate.
Yeah, and I think it's a good way for people to warm up, especially those who are training for their first full. And if they're lucky to, the first half, that distance. And if they're lucky to sign up for the 10 miler and then the wine and dine, they really would be ready for January. So I'm really asking Run Disney to strongly consider, when things have been settled in the Disney Hollywood Studios, to think about bringing that back.
Mm-hmm. I like that. All right, the next thing on my list is kind of interesting. It's a little thing, but I think it would be really fun. Do you know how on some of the races that you can say that you're part of a duo, you're running as a duo? I would love to have Team Bibs. So to be able to have my name, Michelle, and then Mickey Milers, and have Team Bibs, but also to have a team meeting area, to have a little space where teams that are the biggest teams can meet and have hangouts before, whether they have to pay a little bit extra or whether it's just that, you know, we have 100 people in our running team. I think that would be really, really cool to have Team Bibs.
I'm sure if the price is right, they could oblige. I've talked about this on shows before. I would like to see Disney come up with a Midnight to Dawn marathon.
Yeah.
I think that would be just really, really cool. Think about running, for most people, running a marathon in somewhere between 4 and 6 hours is a reality. So I think doing that would be really, really cool. You gather everybody, and you start the corrals off at midnight, and hopefully everybody's done by dawn, and you don't have to worry about clearing out the Magic Kingdom early. I mean, you could do that course or whatever. I think that would be really, really cool.
I think that's a great idea. All right, I would like to have additional 5Ks and maybe some that are targeted as family 5Ks where the strollers would be back and younger children would be back. I think having more than one 5K in a weekend, it would fill up, give people an option, and I think they're just such a fun themed race for people and just a really fun experience. That's what I would like.
It's funny, Michelle, because on my list I have a children-only 5K. Mm. And it would be in the Magic Kingdom, and I think it would be...
How do you define children, though?
Children would be 10 and under, and they can be accompanied by their two parents.
Okay.
But that's it. No older brothers, no teenage brothers. You have to be 10. Or you cannot be older than 10 on the day of registration, and you can't have more than your mom and dad running with you.
Okay.
That's it.
Or your dad and dad, or mom and mom.
No grandparents, no uncles, cousins, or whatever. The whole idea here is to have to reinstate, just as you just said, a family race.
Okay. So do you want to do the next one?
No, you keep going.
All right. I would like to have, we had a whole show about this, but I would like to have the Magic Kingdom 5K. And one of our listeners actually posted on our Mickey Miles Facebook page the 2010 Magic Kingdom 5K. And I don't remember, I mean, I was running in 2010, but I don't remember that one. And it actually looks like it started, I showed you the map, Mike. It looks like it started in Fort Wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care how they do it, but I would love to have that. And I don't ever remember that one, but I think I would have signed up if I was aware of it.
The next one on my list is I would like to see Run Disney start offering relay races. I think that there are people who...
For long distances?
Well, okay. I think that there are people who need to gradually build up to, be it a 10K, be it a half marathon, be it a full. And I think doing this would be a nice stepping stone. And I'm saying starting with 10K, with a half.
A 10K relay?
10K relay,
wow.
A half, and a full. I think that they could do it on most weekends, because most of the Run Disney events are on holiday weekends. So that particular Monday, you might be able to do a relay race after doing a half the day before. But I really think that, I mean, I really had fun doing that Chippendale relay race that year. So I think doing that would be really fun.
Do you think a 10K would be too short to do a relay?
It might be, but you never know.
All right, so this is a little one, but I would like to have Run Disney offer for every race some social media pictures that runners who are running that race could put up on their Facebook page. So I would like to have specialized wallpaper and a specialized profile picture. So if I'm doing Wine and Dine or if I'm doing Dopey, you can download those and put those on your profile. It'd be good advertising for Run Disney, and it would be just kind of nice too. I would also love to have a ringtone where Rudy is announcing the race. Runners, set, go! It would be a really fun, either a text message or a ringtone. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Yeah. What would that... I mean, how hard would that be? That wouldn't be hard at all.
I think so.
Yeah.
I have two more, Michelle.
Okay.
The first one was I would like to see Disney for 1 year take all their courses and reverse them.
Oh,
so
wow.
Instead of running the way we've been running
them. Like leap year, everything's backwards.
Everything changes. So we're running, the Magic Kingdom would be one of the last things, you know. Well, you run up to the Magic, usually when you're doing the half of the fall, be it Princess or January, you're running up to the Magic Kingdom and you're hitting the Magic Kingdom probably around the 5 or 6 mile mark. But if you did it in reverse, you'd be hitting it around, well, for the half, you'd still be hitting it right around that. But for the full, you'd be hitting it around the 20 mile mark. I think that would be kind of cool. I don't know how Disney would feel about that, you know, But that might be a case. That might be a case where you do it backwards and you start it at midnight.
Mm.
But I would like to see that.
You want to run at midnight? I thought you weren't a big fan of nighttime races.
But you know, who cares? I have one more big one.
Okay.
But I'll let you go next.
All right. So I have two more as well. This one is kind of a no-brainer, but I would like them to have reduced race fees, if not across the board, for people who sign up for more than one Run Disney event in the year. Kimberly Torres Markey alone would save hundreds and hundreds of dollars, or Eddie McCoy. But I think there should be a loyalty reduction for people who run multiple races, because you know we're coming back and paying for these things. But also to go along with that, an extra benefit for those annual pass holders and DVC members, so that we have, maybe it's not so stressful to get into the races ahead of time. There's some sort of benefit, and it would probably sell more annual passes. I mean, you can sign up early, but it's still very stressful to do that. So I don't know. I have one more.
I have one more, but before I tell you this one, I want to tell you about something I did about 12 years ago.
Okay.
I wrote a letter to, I think it was Dick Nunes, who was president of Walt Disney World at that time. And I made a suggestion that maybe they offer, this was in November, I don't know what year it was, they offer a one-day park hopper, because there were people who go to Orlando for one day and they don't have... they have one day of work, and then the next day they don't, and they like to, but they have only one day in Orlando, and they would like to visit more than one park. So a one-day park hopper pass would be something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have it then. I got a letter back from his lawyer saying, you know, Mr. Nunes never saw this, blah, 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 blah. In January, 3 months later, they offered a one-day park hopper.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, let me give you my idea what I'd like to see Run Disney do.
Mm-hmm.
Offer a Run Disney annual pass. So for a nominal fee, you pay, you pay so much, and that you're allowed with that to enter 3 Run Disney races in the Run Disney series. You can use that anytime.
Ooh.
And when the registration day comes, you go to a certain link. You're guaranteed in that link an opening, because they have openings for all the, they have so many openings for the annual Run Disney pass holders. So that they get their money early on, and you get to run in any race you want.
Clever thinking.
Not one race though. Not the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's something that
I like it.
Yep.
All right, my last one is something I've mentioned on the show before. I would really, really like to do a Muppets themed half marathon. Today I put up my Christmas tree and I put on my. My beaker and my Dr. Bunsen honeydew Disney Christmas ornaments, and they're two of my favorite characters. Who doesn't love the Muppets? I mean, have you ever met somebody who doesn't love the Muppets? Yeah. So I would love to have a Muppets half marathon. I think we'll have to wait till the studio's not broken anymore, because it's broken right now, but it would be good. Did you get all yours?
Yes, I did.
I think we gave Run Disney a lot to think about,
yes,
huh?
Yes, we did.
I would love to hear what other people who are listening to the show, what would be on their wish list for Run Disney.
And so, as our wish list comes to an end, we bid farewell to our loyal listeners. So for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, what's on your list?
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. If you would like to support the Mickey Miles Podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And don't forget, if you have any questions, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, This is Rick Gray saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.